Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
I'm calling about a charge on my credit card. Hello?
Okay, I'm here, sir. And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
My name and address?
Correct.
My name is R.G. Brown. My address is 505 Adams Avenue, Huntington, West Virginia, 25701.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment. The page is still loading. Okay, so I see that you placed an order for a technical watch on November 20th, paying $574 for shipping. How may I help you?
I got a charge here, $72.97.
Okay, so do you recall placing that order for the technical watch on November 20th. It shows that that product was delivered to your address on November 28th at 10:54 a.m. in your mailbox.
I guess you didn't hear what I said.
I heard you, but I'm asking you. I heard you, sir.
$72.97.
Now, I'm asking, do you recall placing the placed the order for the tactical watch on November 20th, paying $574 for shipping.
What date was that again?
On November 20th.
On November 20th, I did not make any order like that.
Okay, so you don't recall placing that order. It shows it was delivered on November 28th.
And what did you say it is?
It's a watch.
What kind of watch?
It's just a regular smartwatch, sir.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, but could you verify your email address, sir?
rgnita@yahoo.com.
Thank you. So your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches. And we also have confirmation that the product was delivered to your address. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge.
Okay.
But if you're sure...
Well...
So I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall placing the order of...
I'm talking about this charge here, $72.97.
So this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $72.97. That starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
I don't have anything like that.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it comes back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house placed this order, then we can proceed with that fraud investigation.
I never done anything like that.
Okay, so would you like to move forward with fraud, sir?
Do what?
Would you like to move forward with fraud?
Yes. I never signed up anything for $72.97.
Okay, so I will be issuing you those credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number. I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me one more moment. Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2627.
Whoa, stop. I got Charlie. What's after that?
2627-88-487.
Now, what kind of watch did you say that was?
Just a regular watch, sir.
That don't tell me much.
It's a smart watch.
I don't know what a smart watch is.
Like a touchscreen smartwatch, sir.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what a smartwatch is. What's a smartwatch do?
I'm sorry?
I say, what does a smartwatch do?
It's like a survival watch. It has an emergency whistle, a compass, and temperature, and it's waterproof.
Okay, and you say there's a membership involved with that?
Yes, sir, but this account has been canceled and you were refunded.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am.